Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everyone starts crying. We are in the square here in the middle of Tripoli. What we're seeing is rebels all over this square. There are really no civilians, mostly men with guns in the square, but we're also seeing people running. There's a lot of gunfire. They say they are snipers. We all had to pull back. The situation is very tense here, but there is a lot of celebrating going on. Some of this is just gunfire in the air, but people are very, very concerned because they say there were snipers posted on the top of some of these buildings. They're not sure exactly where some of this gunfire is coming from, so every now and then you see people just running, trying to get out of the way. But right now, the rebels have Green Square, and it is a historic moment here in Tripoli, in the capital. The real stronghold of Muammar Gaddafi has now been taken over by the rebels.
Do you ever wonder what happens to those bullets they shoot up in the air? Where do those go? That may be as interesting a part of the story as anything else, because this has been going on for now how many months? Okay, reporting live from Tripoli as the rebels take over. That's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, the 22nd of August, 2011. The Talk Radio Countdown program is a review of the hot hits in talk radio, some of the stories covered on News Talk television and elsewhere, where the information comes and becomes a part of curious conversation, starting with Geraldo Rivera here talking to somebody from Fox News. His also location of broadcast is Tripoli.
Muammar Gaddafi boasted of the ring of steel that he had placed around his capital city of Tripoli, but it was more like an eggshell, and today it cracked, his fighters offering little or no resistance as rebels poured in, overrunning his most important military bases and occupying the city's central square. And with this epic, almost instantaneous collapse of his forces, the long reign of the Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi appears over or nearly over tonight. And while the scene in Tripoli is one of confusion and chaos, the rebels definitely occupy that green square, their Times Square, the symbolic center of the city where Gaddafi used to exhort his people to stay strong and all the rest of his crap. There are signs now the regime collapse is everywhere. His toughest military unit, the one charged with protecting his own security, has reportedly defected. There are still unconfirmed but persistent reports, including one from the prosecutor of the International Crimes Commission, that the dictator's high-profile son and one-time heir apparent, Saif al-Islam, has also been arrested, along with one of his brothers. Many of Gaddafi's remaining loyalist officials have defected to the rebels, or they have left the country entirely, and large, boisterous crowds in Tripoli and elsewhere across the country are celebrating the apparent fall of the dictator who ruled over every aspect of Libyan life for the last 42 years. And these stunning developments follow several decisive military victories in the west and south of the embattled oil-rich nation. Our own Tadeek Markowski is in Tripoli, and he joins us live on the telephone with the very latest. First of all, mate, where are you exactly, and what is going on around you?
In the Rixos Hotel, which is not far from downtown Tripoli, not far from Green Square. We are still cut off, however. There's been amazing gun battles all evening outside the hotel. We had about an hour's lull, and just about 3 minutes before I came on air with you, it started again.
What is the mood to you of the government minders, the Gaddafi loyalists, who for the last 180-odd days have been, regulating the coming and going in that hotel, listening to everything you say? How are they behaving toward you tonight?
Geraldo, if I could find one, I would ask them, because you know what? They disappeared. About 2 or 3 hours ago, there was an intense firefight outside the hotel, and suddenly all those guys who monitored everything we did, who came and lectured us about how to do our jobs and gave us, you know, these diatribes about not telling the truth and getting the real story out there, suddenly just evaporated. So they're gone. What we've got is, you know, a dozen or so young kids, some of them heavily armed with bayonets fixed on their rifles, oddly enough, who are still kind of stalking around the hotel and making us all a bit nervous. But even though they've settled down a bit and they've taken off their green bandanas and everything's quite subdued now. But, I mean, what a day of high drama it's been.
High drama. It's been high drama. All right.
The nearly 42-year reign of Muammar Gaddafi over Libya appears to be in its final hours. On Sunday, thousands of rebels stormed into Libya's capital, Tripoli, and within hours they reached the city's center square, according to an opposition leader. The military unit in charge of protecting Gaddafi surrendered and switched sides. Rebel forces also arrested and detained Gaddafi's son and heir apparent. For more, we're joined on the phone by Libya's deputy UN ambassador, Ibrahim Debashi. Mr. Ambassador, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
You were one of the first Libyan officials to speak out against Gaddafi earlier this year. When you see the pictures coming out of Tripoli right now, what are you thinking this morning?
Well, it is a great day, really, for the Libyan people and for the peoples of the region as a whole. The Libyan people has set a very important example for the peoples of the region that whatever the forces of the dictatorship will be, the will of the people will prevail at the end. So it is the will of the Libyan people which has prevailed today.
The question here now is, what happens to Muammar Gaddafi? Do you think he'll be captured?
I think most probably he will be captured, because I think he is still somewhere in Tripoli in one of the underground hidings that he built in Bab el-Azizia and in some other places.
So if the regime of Muammar Gaddafi falls, the rebels, of course, would have to take charge and lead this nation. Are the rebels ready to do that?
Yes, they are. Certainly they are well prepared now to announce an interim government very soon, and it will take over from the National Transitional Council, and in a few weeks they will constitute a National Council, which will take over from the National Transitional Council.
All right,
so I think they are prepared for that.
All right, so I apologize. I must be allergic to the story because I started sneezing and it didn't stop. So you heard there from Daniel Seiberg, who was talking on CBS to Libya's deputy UN ambassador about the developments with the rebels taking Tripoli. It's 180-some-odd days, 6 months this has been going on. Whereas Gaddafi appears to have disappeared. Is that good news? 800-510-8255 as we're discussing. There's a certain irrelevancy to this, but yet, because this is a tinderbox, this whole area, and because there's a lot of oil, and because we are connected that way to it, having this sort of calm down, or having these people find some normalcy, if that's what's going to happen here, I guess it's important for us to be talking about. But then what do we say? Okay, here's what's happened in Libya, and you have a wise apple remark like me. What happens to the bullets when you shoot them up in the air? The end of Gaddafi, who is a monster. Fine, that's a good human interest story for sure. And he's had his hands on tens of billions of dollars that he's stolen from his people, the same as the people that ran Egypt and the people that are running some of these other countries. How much of it the story will be, and you don't know really that part of it yet, what form of social media was most used, and what play during all of this did social media have? What take is there from the locals? That's what I want to find out, among other things. And obviously you want to make sure there aren't a lot of, there's nobody that's getting hurt, The story about the 15-year-olds with the fixed bayonets on their guns, that's kind of a frightening visualization, isn't it, huh? But that's what happens in these countries, this part of the world. 800-510-8255. If you have any reaction, if you care any about this story, help yourself. Somebody's talking about it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it here as we've got all kinds of excerpts from various news sources. And we'll find one more to focus on just a moment here on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Here on the countdown, as we focus on Libya, here's the radio host Lisa Ann Walter talking about the rebels capturing Gaddafi's son.
So Gaddafi's son, they made a monkey out of him over there in Tripoli. He has been saying for a number of days, he laughed off the reports that the rebels were gaining ground, and he claimed that they were going to be losing every battle, and that the Gaddafi's forces were in control. And today, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the son of Libya's ruler, Muammar Gaddafi, has been captured by the rebels. So that kind of backs everybody's feeling that the rebels are doing quite well. However, it is a terrible situation in Tripoli as far as the bloodshed is concerned. As of 11 p.m. local time Sunday, it is estimated that some 1,300 people have been killed and another 5,000 wounded in the fighting that's gone on over the previous 12 hours. And one of the things that's really upsetting about this is the threats on both sides to take civilian lives. Musa Ibrahim, who is a government spokesman, told CNN on Sunday that there are more than 65,000 men fighting in Tripoli and thousands more flooding in to help defend Gaddafi's regime, and that they can hold out for much longer, although he acknowledged there was continuous fighting in the city. And this is what bothered me. He predicted a humanitarian disaster unless an immediate ceasefire is called. He's basically threatened the lives of civilians, saying if don't stop attacking, they're...
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show heard coast to coast on great radio stations like WRCG in Columbus, Georgia, KXLE in Ellensburg, Washington, and WNMT in Hibbing, Minnesota. Good to have you folks aboard as we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our focus now is on the presidential race and the Republicans, who's around, who ought to be taken seriously, et cetera, et cetera. So we start with Jake Tapper on ABC talking to John Huntsman.
You've said that President Obama is out of ideas on the economy. What are your ideas?
The most important thing we can do to get this economy going today is, number one, we've got to reform our taxes. We've got to create a competitive tax code, just like we did in the state of Utah. We've got to take the business tax, which is the second highest in the developed world, and we've got to phase out the loopholes and the deductions, get rid of the corporate welfare. We've got to lower the rate and broaden the base. Number two, we've got to get the regulatory monkey off our back. People aren't putting money into the marketplace. They're not hiring because there's so much uncertainty and confusion about where this economy is going. Number three, I think the most important step we can take in terms of perhaps immediate job creation is energy independence, weaning ourselves away from this heroin-like addiction to imported oil. Those are the three things that I would drop on the doorstep of Congress the day that I'm elected president.
You instituted a flatter tax system in Utah as governor, bringing rates to 5%. But your critics say that the flat tax system in Utah raised taxes on the middle class while essentially cutting them for wealthier individuals in Utah, such as yourself. How could you institute a flat tax across the country without raising taxes on the middle class?
You simply phase out the deductions and the loopholes and the biases in the system, and you use that to pay down the rate. You can do it in a revenue-neutral fashion.
Your competitor, Mitt Romney, made similar comments in support of a flatter tax system this week in New Hampshire. Here's what he said. Quote, "The proposals that I'll be putting out this fall will talk about bringing our tax rates down,
both at the corporate level and the individual level, simplifying the tax code, perhaps with fewer brackets. The idea of one bracket alone would be even better in some respects."
So are you and Mitt Romney on the same page on this issue?
Well, I know in 1996 he was against a flat tax. You know, if we were to talk about his inconsistencies and the changes on various issues, we'd be here all afternoon. But if he's in favor of a flat tax now where he wasn't before, at least he's moving in the right direction.
That's John Huntsman, who has seemingly a bone to pick with Rick Perry for Perry's comments about global warming and Ben Bernanke. He's the former Utah governor, former ambassador to China, been trailing in the polls. Last week, Perry said that he didn't believe in man-made global warming and defended the teaching of creationism. Huntsman retorted with a tweet, "To be clear, I believe in evolution and trust scientists on global warming. Call me crazy." Okay, there you go. There's something that we ought to argue about, right? Here over at Fox, Brett Baier talks to Rick Santorum about what separates him from the rest of the pack.
What makes you more qualified than anyone else in this current field to create jobs or to turn this economy around?
Because right behind you there, I've gotten things done. I mean, that's the real difference between me and everybody else in this race, is accomplishment in a tough environment and to get conservative things accomplished. One of the other things we're going to have to do is we're going to have to cut the size and scale of government. We are headed toward almost 40 to 50% of the overall economy being government if we don't do something about these entitlement programs. That's the big problem. There's only one person in this race who's actually worked and fought and succeeded in passing entitlement reform, welfare reform, back in the mid-90s. I was the author of it when I was in the House of Representatives on the Ways and Means Committee. Then when I came to the Senate, I went toe-to-toe with Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Ted Kennedy, the lions of the left, who were going to defend that system. Bill Clinton, who did not want to end the federal entitlement to welfare. He vetoed it twice, but we continued to work on it and was able to end the federal entitlement, require work, and put time limits on welfare, something that we're going to have to do for Medicaid, something we're going to have to do for housing benefits, food stamps, all of these programs that are growing exponentially, that are the problem, the core problem with our deficit, are things that I was able to accomplish when I was in the United States Senate. Nobody else is able to do that in this field.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 50% off all backpacks. With amazing deals like this, you don't have to shop around. And with 50% off our entire selection of backpacks, you won't have to hear,
"Mom, my old backpack kind of smells. It's burning my eyes."
Or,
"Duct tape for my old backpack. Thank you, Mom."
Or our favorite,
"Mom, is that Dad's duffel bag, like, from the Army?"
Get 50% off all backpacks. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last. In-store only. Offer ends 9/17/11.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
About 33 after the hour, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are now focused on the presidential race, developments from this weekend, conversations with the candidates, about the candidates, John Huntsman, Rick Perry, let's see here, Rick Santorum, all names we're probably going to forget, although Perry is making a lot of racket because of the way he does things. Let's move down to a conversation with the host Janine Turner. She talks to Newt Gingrich about the way the news media has been covering in general the presidential race.
I thought you won that debate on Fox the other day, and I was cheering you on as you kept that debate on the pertinent issues. So congratulations.
Well, listen, thank you for saying that. And frankly, part of what was going on is exactly what you picked up on. I think the elite media, including some of the folks at Fox, will do virtually anything to protect Barack Obama. And I think they really want to have Republicans fight each other. And so when we refuse to fight each other and instead we focus on trying to communicate what's wrong with Obama, what's wrong with the way he's running America, what the bad cost of his policy is, what we do is we end up frustrating the news media because that wasn't the script they had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their script was going to be us in a brawl, weakening each other, weakening the Republican Party, taking attention away from Obama. And I just refuse to be part of that. I think we're faced with such huge problems, and the cost of Obama's class warfare and the cost of Obama's commitment to bureaucratic socialism with Washington running the lives of all, the cost of this is so great that we have an obligation to keep our eye on reality and to come back to those topics to show how we would create jobs, how we would change Washington, what we would do differently. And I'm determined to continue that up in future debates and not allow them to get us off into gotcha questions and get us off into trivia designed to sort of shrink us as competitors with Obama.
Oh, and I was cheering you on. I thought, well, good for Speaker Gingrich, because I thought they were being a little bit snarly. Is that a word?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think that some people in the news media believe that they are superior to the people who are running for president, and so they're very judgmental in the way they approach this. My view is that you know, if you go back and look at American history, a Ronald Reagan or a Franklin Delano Roosevelt or an Abraham Lincoln, we would just shrug these guys off. And, you know, there's no surprise that one of Reagan's most famous moments was when he said to Mr. Breen, I paid for this microphone, and he changed what the newspaper wanted to do as their debate and instead ended up letting all the candidates debate. I think that was a moment that sort of made Reagan, because it showed he had real leadership capabilities and it showed he wasn't afraid of the news media. And I think people in America are sick of the news media defining for us what we're allowed to believe.
Well, they're defining what the debate is. That's because you're not good enough to make the noise on your own, which is a sad reality, or at least you're not being taken seriously. You give over to the news media. How many times have you heard me say that they are the enemy? The news media are the enemy. What credibility do they give? Again, we go back to the Ron Paul conversation, or to other third-party candidates, or maybe people who actually have something to say, but for whatever the reason haven't gotten any traction. These people have signed, sealed, delivered their own death warrant sooner or later, because the stuff's beginning to catch up with them now. People are wise to their act. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Here's talk host Gary Quinn with a local media panel on his program, including three or four people, Chris Ferroni, Mike Dion, and Chloe Gotsis, about the lack of coverage given to Ron Paul.
Do you think Ron Paul's being ignored? And if so, why? Chloe Gotsis of Wicked Local.
I think it's clear that he got pushed out by the flashier candidates like Michelle Bachmann. I mean, you know, Romney, they're all, you know, flashier.
I think, first of all, there was the AP story, which omitted Paul's name from the headline. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, Bachmann first, and then and skipped right over him. But I think you have to look at the superficiality of it. He's kind of weird looking. He's older. And he's got that crazy story about the fetus getting thrown across the doctor's office into the garbage can. And I think that doesn't resonate well with people.
What story is this? I've never heard this story.
He told it the other day at the Ames Straw Poll, man, and it was gruesome. And I'm thinking, like, there's got to be some people out there, you know, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, that it's kind of like, man, did he go after it? So I think that's the superficial aspect of it. Other than that, like you said before, he's a complicated person. His politics aren't easy to get. He definitely, whether it's about that issue, whether it's the kind of hospital room thing, or if he's talking about fiscal matters, he can be confusing. He's not exactly, he doesn't talk down to people. People love being pandered to. Who are we kidding here?
Mike Dean from State House News.
It's for those reasons that the media is ignoring Paul. He is difficult to report on. He's difficult to get across in writing as a different politician. I mean, we do have not templates, but we kind of have models that we work on, and people fall into those holes, and we report on it that way. When someone really does kind of go outside the box like that, it's difficult to fit into what I will call those lazy molds. I mean, we should not be using that. That's bad journalism. And, you know, maybe in something like an AP headline where the news is not the 1, 2, 3, 4 positions, but where did these favorite candidates go? Where did they end up? But to not have him included as a second-place finisher up high is just irresponsible.
More than that, it's obvious what they're all about. Well, that's a pretty interesting overview. A local group of media with host Garrett Quinn. We're talking about the presidential race. 800-510-8255 is the connection line. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook by checking out the listen box at DougStefan.com as well. Here's the radio host Chris Bradshaw talking about why he thinks Rick Perry is doing so well in the polls.
4 days in, we have our first Rasmussen. Now, Rasmussen does lean to the right, but considering it's a Republican primary, why not throw it out there? Shows Rick Perry in the latest Rasmussen poll lapping the field. The latest survey of likely Republican primary voters shows Rick Perry with 29% support. Was to Mitt Romney's 18 and Michelle Bachmann's 13 nationwide. It's a boat race! Not quite. For some historical context, Fred Thompson. Yeah, remember that 5 minutes that Fred Thompson spent at the Iowa State Fair? God, that was fun. It was a great time. He's like, he showed up, he's like, you know what? They don't have fried butter on a stick. I'm out of here. Hello, I was on Law and Order. I don't need this. Where's my Rascal scooter? 4 years ago, the Republican Party faced a very similar situation. A front runner they didn't really like named Mitt Romney. Second verse, same as the first. A new entrant appears. This in the form of Texas Governor Rick Perry. His polling skyrockets. Now what does he do with it? You want to go back to... this one was from September 12th of 2007. Showed Fred Thompson with 28% support. Rudy Giuliani with 19. John McCain down to 13. Still beating Mitt Romney at 10. So that was before the Giuliani slide, which is not an end zone dance. It's also a reason not to put off campaigning until Florida. So Rick Perry jumps to the lead. He still has that new candidate smell. Yes, Bradshaw. What is a new candidate smell? Large amounts of money. And not being Mitt Romney or Michelle Bachmann. Rick Perry has that none of the above quality so far.
So far. 800, there'd be plenty of people pulling him apart piece by piece, and he sort of deserves that scrutiny. Don't they all, in reality? 800-510-8255. Here, David Gregory talks to Michelle Bachmann and asks her to just make a case for you being our next president.
As you approach this race, you are a third-term member of Congress. You have not served as a chair of either a committee in Congress or a subcommittee. You don't have broad legislative experience. In fact, fair to say you're most known for being a pretty hard-line conservative member of Congress who's also said some pretty controversial things. What is the case that you've got the judgment and experience to be the president of the country?
Well, I have a lifetime of experience. I'm 55 years old. I've been married 33 years. I have five children. I've raised 23 foster children. I also am a federal tax litigation attorney. I have a law degree and then a postdoctorate degree from William & Mary, and I've worked for years in the United States Federal Tax Court. So I know up close and personal how devastating high taxes are on businesses and families and farmers. But also, my husband and I started a successful company. We're job creators. We get it how you have to turn a profit and keep a margin in line. So I've lived life, but also I've also been in the state Senate where I've been very successful turning around education reform in Minnesota. I led that effort in Minnesota. I brought Republicans and Democrats and independents together. I did that. But in Congress, I've been at the tip of the spear and a champion for what people have been calling for, and that's fiscal responsibility and accountability. The last 2 months, I was the leading voice in Washington against raising the debt ceiling. Now, that doesn't mean default. Mm-hmm. I introduced a bill to make sure that we would not default, but also to get our spending priorities in line.
What about the fact that you're demonstrating thus far, and there's no real voting yet, but you are demonstrating that you can win the support of conservative Republican, right-wing conservatives? What makes you confident that you've got more crossover appeal to actually be a general election candidate?
Well, because we had a number of people here at the Iowa Straw Poll yesterday that who were Democrats, who were independents, and who were apolitical people. That's how I had to win in Minnesota. Again, we are not a conservative state. I was from a swing district. It was the district that elected Jesse Ventura governor of our state. But I'm able to attract Democrats and independents because when I grew up here in Iowa, I was born in Waterloo. We were Democrats when I was growing up. And we were reasonable, fair-minded people. Most Democrats are reasonable, fair-minded people. And so I have a message that reaches out to them because they, after all, they want jobs, too, and they want the economy to turn around, too.
Michelle Bachmann with another case for her being president. 800-510-8255. The presidential race is front and center at 15 before the hour, the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're getting me your old laptop, Mom? It's so
big. At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not important later, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Here's on the Countdown Tacos, Doug Kellett talking to James Hershen from Newsmax.com about the president. That is, hello, we're not talking about the president. This is about Obama's reelection campaign at the moment.
He still is going to be a formidable foe when it comes to the 2012 election, isn't he?
Well, he is, and that's because, you know, the election in political terms is light years away. And, you know, the economy is going to play a huge role. I mean, if we're still in this situation, if the election were held today, I think he would lose. But the problem is, who would he lose against? Against a generic opponent, he loses. But you can see that, you know, they have the long knives out in the White House. The opposition research is big, and they have their allies in the media, and they're proceeding to destroy any potential front runner. But, you know, they already have this article that indicates that the words were used, kill Romney. And, of course, you know, the media has gone after people like Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. So there's no assurance that Barack Obama won't be reelected. And as I said, he has, of course, a number of secret weapons. You know, he has the mainstream media, which isn't a secret. He has the Hollywood community. But a member of the Hollywood community that played a bigger role than people think and really helped him defeat Hillary Clinton was the number one endorser in the world. I say that because when this celebrity endorses a product or particularly a book, it automatically is a success, and that's Oprah Winfrey. And, you know, she's given up her daytime show. She's struggling with her cable network, but this is a woman that's going to host the Oscars. She's someone that for 25 years has created this brand and gone into the hearts of American women, and female vote's going to be important.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now at 53 past the hour, welcome to the folks in Johnson City and Harrisburg and Albuquerque and El Paso who are listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As a countdown extra, we're discussing the presidential race, and a gentleman has called who claims to be a third-party candidate running on the American Party sticker. His name is Dennis Ball, and he's from Phoenix, Arizona. So I thought it might be instructive for all of us to, in a sense, do, excuse me, as I suggest. I believe that the system is so corrupt that people who may have something important to say don't ever get a forum. So I would be a hypocrite if I listened to one of my producers telling me this fellow claims to be a candidate, and I don't put him on the air and find out who he is. Dennis Ball, who are you?
Thank you, sir. This is Dennis Andrew Ball. I am a 2012 presidential candidate for President of the United States under the banner of the American Party of America, the
tell
AOA.
Us about the, let's tell us a little bit about the American Party, first of all.
Right. The American Party is a party with a platform that business, labor, and government work for the best interests of children, parents, and grandparents, the American family.
How is that different from the how is that different from the Tea Party?
Well, we are an independent third party whose goal and mission is to be in competition with the Democratic Party, the DNC, the Republican Party, the RNC, and then, of course, we are the American Party, the ANC, which stands for the American National Committee.
All right, so you have my attention right off the bat because I don't like the Democrats and I don't like the Republicans. So talk to those who are listening to the program that you've dialed in and explain from your perspective how this third party, the American Party, manages to put the Republicans and Democrats in their place.
Because the interests of the family are number one.
No, I understand. We know. Listen, nobody's disagreeing with your priorities, but how do you put these two parties who will put the money? They're trying to raise $1 billion. Each party's trying to raise $1 billion. They're going to do everything they can to squash you, as has been the case in New York State when I think it was Howard Stern was trying to run, if I'm remembering correctly, and it was a legitimate third-party independent candidate, and the Republicans and Democrats got together because they knew he'd win if he ran, and they managed to kill off any hope of having a third party legitimized in New York State. That had happened to the American Party, and you know it, and I know it.
Well, let me say this. My book is on the website at ball2012.net. It's called America 2000, Foundations for Generations. I took that book with me to New Hampshire back in 96. This is the kickoff for the New Hampshire primary. That's why I'm calling you. I'm getting ready to go on another show after you. And the thing about it is that this book provides the support for the American Party and for the public to be introduced to the party.
What's the book called?
The book is called America 2000, Foundations for Generations. It's on the website. When you go to ball2012.net, plus there's audio for position points and many different topics. And
explaining the party and what you're about, what's the number one issue? What do you think will get you more attention and more votes than anything else that you're saying?
Well, I'm asking for a 20% tariff to be put on all Chinese imports, because we need to get Made in America the number one mantra of our culture. We have diluted our economic base because corporations have seen fit to do business.
No question about it.
How
do you, as
family.
President in a third party, get the Democrats and Republicans, the House and the Senate, to go along with this?
I think each one of those parties are going to have to consider the alternative if they don't act to put our people back to work and to reduce our federal debt. We have got to get this free enterprise economic system working.
You've got to come, though. Here's the thing, Mr. Ball. You got to come forth with ideas. One of the things that is legitimately following most of these other clowns that are running is that they don't have any. They keep mouthing off plans, but the plans are vapid. Unless you
right,
get something...
and I think we have to have billions of dollars of investment capital come back into the United States.
How do you do that?
In America.
How do you revert this NAFTA and all these other things that have? I remember the slogan was NAFTA Shafta, and apparently it is. So it's.
Right.
I hope that you and others, because we're out of time here, you and others who have these ideas will get the attention that you deserve. Hopefully, the news media won't gang up on you and ignore you like they're trying to do with the likes of Ron Paul and others they don't think have credibility because they think they're smarter than the average American. Dennis Ball, America 2000, ball2012.net is where you find that book that he was talking about. And I thought it would give you a good glimpse into somebody who is pretty serious about running for president of the United States.